Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott keeps it all on the air and makes it happen. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time. We know that. We know what's coming down the pike. You got to get the spouse off to work. You got to get the kids off to school. Got to jog the jog, dog the dog, and all the other things that go along with it. So, look, it. Believe me, I get it. And for that brief period of time that we have you around, we want you listening to us. I mean, look, whether it's me or, you know, whoever is coming down the pike, we want you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So, you're plugged in. I see the earbuds and the headphones on everything. So whatever you're using to listen, listen to me, okay? I will hunt you down. I swear I will. No, maybe not. All right? But with that being said, it will give you the entertainment. We give you the best of the sports world. It keeps getting better and better here on the network, and really that's all we're aiming for. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to enjoy the best sports talk around. You can't do any better than the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For us, the American Forces Radio Network also matters. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They do what we won't do. So if you see somebody in a uni, do me a favor. Go up to them, thank them, and then be on your way. All right? We're on our way to a commercial, so let's hit the brakes. And as we get ready to get out of here, Memorial Day is right around the corner. For those who lost their lives in service, let's give a special thought. We'll be back right after this brief time out. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
Palmer backpedals in the shotgun formation with a third and 11 at the Dallas 25. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, drops back five, moves up, avoids pressure, throws a line drive down the middle. Leaping two-handed catch with a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Double covered on the play, Jerron Brown. What a throw by Carson Palmer. A laser down the middle.
Second down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Three receivers to the right of the line. Shotgun snap to Flacco. Four-man pressure. Flacco airs it out deep for the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Chris Moore. Moore does a little iced tea plunge after he makes the catch into the end zone.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Bob Black, and, well, you're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA, and that is the direction we're going to take it. A little bit of NFL, a little bit of MLB, a little bit of NBA, anything else that breaks here in the upcoming moments, and we'll have some fun with that. The reason why the NFL is leading today is that there are always changes going on. You also have optional mini camps going on, the OTAs, and there's always injuries. And there's also some interesting stories that are popping up from the offseason. And a big hit right away to the Los Angeles Chargers. And we'll say the other one. Hunter Henry suffered a torn ACL in practice Tuesday. And considering they did not bring back Antonio Gates, this is a prime-time injury. They're really hoping he will pick up the slack, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. He's going to be out for the year. And again, this is the risk. When you talk about why players hold out, why players want guaranteed money, why players will not show up to work out until they have their contracts in order and all their ducks in a row, this is reason number one. It right there. These are non-contact drills. I mean, this is nothing that's going on. This is planting your foot and having your knee give way. Yeah, simple as that. And not something you want to be dealing with. But here you are in the off-season optional program. Boom, down you go. Season over. And it's literally all that happened. And Henry was, I mean, this is no joke. I mean, this kid is pretty good. Good enough to the point where in his third season at Arkansas, last year he had 45 receptions for 579 yards. They want him to replace Antonio Gates. Now they might have to bring Antonio Gates back. And I guarantee you, somewhere out in Los Angeles, right this moment, Philip Rivers is making that very argument to management. Because they got nothing else, at least at this point. These are the risks that are run. It's that simple. And when you get a young kid like that who has an opportunity to do something and maybe be good, boom, done. His backup's Virgil Green. Guy's been in the league 8 years. He's got 71 catches. That's not exactly a resume for, hey, we're going to be the number one tight end. That's tough stuff. So, we'll see. Again, a terrible thing to have happen. Really is. Really is. But it happens all the time, even in the non-contact stuff. Dangerous game, football. Owners voted Tuesday to adopt a revamped kickoff play for the 2018 season. Now, look, I'm not going to break it all down with the X's and O's and who's going to go where and everything else, because, quite frankly, most people don't understand it as it is. But they are trying, and this was something interesting I found out, over the last few years, they're putting sensors into the helmets and the pads of the players, in the shoulder pads, in the knee pads, thigh pads, whatever, to see where the contact is happening and why certain things are happening, why these injuries are happening. And one thing that they've come up with is that the great majority of the injuries that happen in football games are happening on kickoffs. And they're looking to make kickoffs more like punts because it's a significant difference. It's about three times the injuries that happen on kickoffs than do happen on punts. And they're trying to slow it down and limit the full speed conditions. So what happens here is it ends up going twofold. Now you're really looking for that place kicker, and you may have to end up carrying an extra one on the team. And I'll tell you why. There are lots of guys with big legs, okay, who can boom the ball anywhere, and they'll boom it out of the end zone 9 times out of 10. However, they're not accurate enough to be field goal kickers or, you know, extra point kickers, as the case may be, because the lines, if you know, have been moved back, goalposts are narrowed, all the stuff that we talk about. But here's the thing. If they can't put it out of the end zone, then it's going to make the return a lot more viable as far as getting good field position. So this is going to be interesting, I'm telling you. You're going to see some coaches that are going to get innovative with it. There's going to be no forward motion, no running up to the line. Everybody starts from a stand start, just like, you know, after a safety. When they have to punt the football, everybody's standing still. That's exactly what they're going to do. Now, they also set up standards for the use of the helmet rule. They also set up the ejection standards for that. It's a foul if a player lowers his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against an opponent. That's both offense and defense. Now, understand something. This has been on the offensive side of the ball for quite a while now. They just don't call it. Now, the ejection standards are such. A player lowers his head to establish a linear body posture prior to initiating and making contact with the helmet. The player delivering the blow had an unobstructed path to his opponent. Contact was clearly avoidable. Player delivering the blow had other options. Okay.
Now, what they didn't say, and hopefully will be coming out, is this or is this not a reviewable play? And that's the question right there. Is it a reviewable play? Because everything happens so fast that they have to make a split-second decision as to whether or not a player is going to get tossed from the game. And you talk about tilting the field, as it were. If they're not careful about how they enforce this, they're going to really alter games in a not bueno way. So, something to keep an eye on. Now, as far as the kickoff rules go, and I'm looking at a diagram right now put out by the National Football League. Everybody's in a standing start. Then you got the wedge and all that kind of stuff is no longer available. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Two guys mandatory back. One, 15 yards in front of him. Two, 10 yards in front of him. Another guy in the middle of the field, roughly about the 35-yard line. And then the five guys up front at the 50. And that's it. Players on the kicking team can't line up more than 1 yard from the point of the kickoff. Wedge block is gone. Only players who line up in the setup zone between their own 40 and the opponent's 45-yard line could put together double-team blocks. That's rule number two. Rule number three, we have to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll continue with rules four, five, and six and all that kind of fun stuff here on The Attack. Make sure you don't go anywhere. This is actually stuff you need to know if you enjoy the sport. We'll be right back.
They'll go from right to left here in the second quarter as the Ravens break huddle. Macklin will split out wide to the right. Wallace to the left of the line. Campanaro in the slot left. Collins to the left of Flacco on the gun. Now Campanaro in motion from left to right. The give is to Collins. Collins to the 15. Bounces off a tackle. Sprints to the outside to the 10. Down the right sideline to the 5 and in for the touchdown. Alex Collins breaking tackles up and down the field. Goes 18 yards for the score.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We were talking about the new kickoff guidelines for the National Football League. And it is important because it's going to be a little bit confusing. Like I said, I'm not getting into all the X's and O's. But if you do know the rules and you can just kind of visualize it, and I gave you the little graph in the previous segment. This is allegedly going to help the NFL and help injuries. We'll see. So, to refresh, the wedge block's gone. Only the players who line up in what they're calling the setup zone between their own 40 and the opponent's 45 can put together a double-team block. Till the ball's touched or hits the ground. No player on the receiving team can cross the restraining line, usually the 45, or initiate a block. So if they can get hang time, they can, you know, put it up there. Nobody can touch them until the ball gets down, which also, in theory, could create some things, too, involving punters and various different things. It forces the blockers on the receiving team to run back and block. What it does is it decreases the chance of an aggressive block going forward that can result in a high-speed collision. So when the ball hits the end zone, if it hits the ground, whistle blows. That's it. You can't pick it up and run it out. So catch the ball. You drop the ball, touchback. And you don't have to cover up. Whistle blows, everything dies on the spot. So, you know, this is interesting stuff. This is interesting stuff. Because it is going to alter kickoffs. It coaches will adjust. You know, they'll adjust. But it's going to be interesting in the beginning of the year how it's called. And especially involving the crown of the helmet. Because it just, running backs are instinctual. What they do, how they do it, it's instinct, a lot of it. They've been doing things for a certain amount of time, for a certain way. And now they're going to have to really change up what they're doing. And the ability to just cut and run, if they start thinking about it, and it's going to be reps. It's going to be, nope, put your head down. And this is where in training camp the coaching is going to come into play. This is your running back coach. If you're a head football coach right now, your running back coach is one of the most important guys on the team right now. Because film. Okay? Film. That's all it is. And if you're looking at your film and you're seeing your running back drop his head, that's something you're literally going to have to rep out of them. You're going to have to literally rep it out of them. You know, so this is why the NFL is a 24/7 league. I mean, truthfully, aside from the transactions and, you know, they do such a good job of marketing the draft and the combine and the Reese's Senior Bowl, which, by the way, a couple of days ago, Phil Savage actually resigned from it, which was a little surprising. But Phil's a friend. This is why, because there's always something going on. The league changes constantly. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. But when you're looking at how to keep this game going, which they're desperately trying to do right now, you know, it's an ongoing process. Let's put it this way. You know, it's an ongoing process. And I don't know if this is going to be good stuff or bad stuff. They're doing it in the name of safety. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. We'll find out. But it's ongoing. The criticism is ongoing about the safety for the players and all this stuff. But we'll see. And they're seriously registering stats on this. So we'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. An interesting story popped up. NFL.com reported it. USA reported it. Number of players reported it. And it was actually one that Schefter didn't get a hold of. But before the start of the league year, the Philadelphia Eagles shot down a trade that would have sent Nick Foles to the Cleveland Browns for the 35th overall pick in the draft. Interesting from two perspectives. Number one, Eagles are hedging their bets. And look, they're playing from a position of strength. So I get it. And the Eagles were courteous about it. They were intrigued by it. They were. Because they actually ran it by Foles. And, you know, you bring a Super Bowl to your city and you win the MVP, you get a little bit of gravitas. And he said, well, I know I could start there and I know I will start there, but I'd rather remain in Philadelphia. W.C. Fields. But they did give him the option of, hey, you know, would you be okay if we pulled the trigger on this? And he was like, well, I'd rather not. So, and the Browns at that point turned around and went after Tyrod Taylor. So they had the option first of doing that. I have the feeling, had they gone Foles, that the entire top of the draft changed. I think the Browns either would have traded out or they would have drafted Saquon Barkley. Because you weren't drafting Nick Foles to come in there and be a caretaker like they did with Tyrod. That wasn't happening. So this is interesting that this story broke. Now, again, Foles isn't going to be angry about this because they ran it in front of him before they decided, well, okay, not. So, okay. We get it. Okay. That ain't a problem. Jets moved one of their quarterbacks, so they're down to three. Christian Hackenberg goes to the Raiders. This is intriguing. I kind of thought he was going to go to Houston and O'Brien. And I you know, I really don't have any sources deep with the Jets, but I would be curious to see if they actually ran that in front of O'Brien first. But there's really no depth in Oakland at the quarterback position. So they drafted a guy that when Gruden back in 2016 was doing his quarterback camp thing, which, you know, relatively entertaining and all that kind of good stuff. He came out before the draft and said, if this guy isn't a first-round draft pick, I'm going to be blown away. Well, he wasn't. He went at the top of the second round, or at least close to it, 51st overall pick, and never saw the field. Never saw the field, which in itself was pretty amazing. And, you know, you look at what is sitting out in Oakland behind Derek Carr, and it's E.J. Manuel and Connor Cook and Josh Johnson. So there's room. I mean, I would imagine that either Manuel or Cook's going to get cut. Johnson's one of those guys that just bounces around the league. You know, he's not going to kill you, but he's not going to help you either. And maybe Chucky brings in Christian Hackenberg to be his own personal project, and he becomes a serviceable backup to Derek Carr. But, I mean, the guy's been in the league. This is going to be his third year, and he's never seen a football field. He's literally never gotten his jersey dirty. And they had the opportunity to play him last year, and supposedly he was that bad in practice that they couldn't play him. So, I mean, it's a blown draft pick by Maccagnan and the Jets. You know, they finally recognized that they needed to cut their losses and move on from it. But I do feel for the kid because he finally had enough. And I guess after seeing Sam Darnold come in and Teddy Bridgewater comes in and everything else, he was like, you know, I'm buried here. Get me out of here. So he criticized the coaching staff literally like 48 hours ago. And they finally got him out the door. And we're out the door, too, to a commercial. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere. We will continue, I promise. I honest to God, we will.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
There's one spring house guest that nobody wants, ants. Springtime is ant time, and ants come marching one by one, hurrah, into your home, and in search of food. One of my favorite products to help eradicate these pests is Bonide Revenge Ant Bait Stations. You set out these traps near the entry point and watch them flock to the sweet liquid and kill off the colony. More information at HowSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. And right now, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Second down and 11 now for the Seahawks. 7 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Jacksonville 10, Seattle 3. Two receivers left. Graham lined up to the right. He'll motion to the left side now. Wilson back in the shotgun. He waits. He's got the snap. He fakes to Davis. He's back to throw. He goes deep for the end zone, trying to find Baldwin. Makes a leaping catch and stumbles into the end zone. It's a Seahawks touchdown.
3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. You're back with the Attack. Black, you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said before we went to the break, it football is 24-7, 365, and no less so than today and what we're talking about. And like I said, Christian Hackenberg out the door, finally, with the Jets. And you know, a guy who, after his freshman year, probably would have gone number one in the draft, but then he completed 54.8% of his passes over the last 2 years with the Lions, and Maccagnan drafted him anyway with a second-round pick. I mean, this is, you know, complete no risk for Gruden. It's literally seventh round, the lowest you can go. But chances are pretty good he's going to make the team. And the article on NFL.com says differently. But quite frankly, why would you keep? Now, if you had to make a decision on a veteran, why would you keep both E.J. Manuel and Connor Cook when you got a big live arm in camp? And find out, you know. I mean, if he's there and you get halfway through the year and the guy can't hit the broadside of a barn, okay, cut him loose. But I'm pretty sure he's going to make the team. We'll find out. We'll find out. I mean, Connor Cook, you know, big deal. Michael Kendricks got cut from Philly. He's been there 6 years. A little odd to me. One of the free agents they signed, Paul Warlow, he tore his ACL Tuesday. Jordan Hicks is recovering from an Achilles. And the only thing is, it's money. I mean, it's a $4.4 million cap space save after June 1st. Frees up $6 million in 2019. But he's also now marginalized into a two-down. 27 years old. He'll go get picked up somewhere. Somebody that needs some depth with a little bit of room and under salary cap, they're going to pick him up. He's going to sign somewhere. So, and then we got Big Ben. Before we get out of the National Football League, backtracking on what he was talking about. He was talking about day one of his OTAs that he's going to take an active role in helping out Rudolph. And he said his comments were misconstrued and were never meant to have any harm. I didn't want to be mean or rude or whatever. That's not it at all. He said he wants to help the kids succeed. Well, Bennett would help if you point him in the right jerseys. No. Throw it to our guys in black. You can't say the guys in white. You know, doesn't work that way. I mean, Ben's just, I've never been impressed with the off-the-field guy. I've always been impressed with the football player. But, frankly, he just doesn't strike me as being all that bright. You know, I got to be honest. They used to say the same thing about Terry Bradshaw, but, you know, so be it. Little bit of MLB before we dance on to the NBA. If I would have told you that most of the way through May, that two teams were battling for supremacy in the NL East, who would you have said? Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have said Atlanta and Philadelphia, and yet here they are at the top of the standings, trying to battle it out. And they got a big series going on. Braves took the first game last night, 3-1. These are good hitting, good pitching teams. No, Gabe Kapler is not the end of baseball as we know it after his disastrous first game, actually. They have a good young team that they supplemented with a couple of low-dollar acquisitions in the free agent market, which bolstered their pitching staff. They're pretty good. And Atlanta, the same thing. It looks like Carlos Dansby's coming into his own. Dansby Swanson, I'm sorry. He's hitting a solid 273 right now. He had a bad night last night. Got the golden sombrero. But Marquez is bopping 340. Freddie Freeman's bopping 326. Okuna in the outfield is really getting it done. I mean, they're a good team. And the same with Philly. Most of their guys are raking right now. Not as good as Atlanta's, but good enough. And when you look at the teams as a whole, Arrieta, Nola, Velasquez, Lively, and Plavetta, they're pretty good staff. Bullpen's a little light, as up-and-comers are, because, you know, they're not spending money yet and overachieving to this point. But they are hoping that at some point in time, Carlos Santana is going to start hitting, and, you know, they'll continue to get mileage out of what's going on, and we'll see. But they're playing good ball. The 27-19. Better than Washington. Better than the Mets. At least right now. And Atlanta's playing 617 baseball. Well, that's going to get you someplace. And Philadelphia's just a game and a half back. Fun. And Atlanta's been aiming for this for years. They were trying to time it out with the opening of the new stadium. You look at what they got. A lot of homegrown, some decent trades. They got a pretty good defensive catcher that nobody knows about in Tyler Flowers. He's hitting okay. He doesn't hit for any pop. He's a big boy behind the plate, boy, let me tell you. But you look at their bullpen. It's solid all the way through, right up to the closer. It was Vizcaino. He gets hit, but he's pretty good with the control. He pitches to a pretty decent ERA. You know, again, I think they're going to get exposed down the line, but it's got to be fun for both of these cities who have had nothing going on for so long to finally be winning some baseball games. And not have their season over by the end of May. So, you know, we'll see where everybody is at the All-Star game. We'll have some fun with it. All-NBA rookie team, as we silently and deadly slip over to the NBA, got announced. And this class, and we'll see how it plays out, but this class is one of the great classes in a long time to come into the NBA. You've got impact players that are getting it done. And you look at the first team all-rookie team. And I put an asterisk next to Ben Simmons just because of the fact, you know, the guy was basically redshirted last year. But he's with Heady Company. Simmons joined Oscar Robertson. That's the only name. As the only rookie in NBA history to average 15 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds a game for a full season. That's Heady stuff. Jason Tatum, 14 points, 5 rebounds. On a completely balanced team, he could have scored more if they needed him to. Started 80 games. And is still active and still looks like he hasn't hit the wall yet. Donovan Mitchell with Utah, we've been talking about him all year. I mean, this kid's a great player. Rick Pitino knew exactly what he was talking about for all the teams that passed on him. He made 187 three-pointers this year, 20 points a game. Almost 4 rebounds, almost 4 assists. And he is becoming the leader. He seamlessly replaced Gordon Haywood. I mean, that's good stuff. Kyle Kuzma, I was talking about from the beginning of the year. They stole him. They stole him by being able to pick him in the 20s. And to me, with the stretch that he had before they started putting him more into the rotation and putting him, you know, sometimes he was coming off the bench, sometimes he wasn't, all this stuff. To me, he was the rookie of the year for a great chunk of the season. He ended up with 16 points a game. 6 rebounds, shot 45%, 36.6% from three-point range. Scored 1,200 points, had 450 rebounds and 150 three-pointers. Never happened. And he's the only Laker, except for Kobe Bryant, that's ever done it. You think this rookie class is impressive? Second team guys, Lonzo Ball, deservedly so. For all the crap this kid took all year between the fans that were all over him and his father, it didn't help the situation. Second among rookies in assists and steals, fourth in rebounding. He can't shoot yet. Maybe he'll figure it out, maybe he won't. Jason Kidd couldn't shoot either. That turned out pretty good. Bogo Bogdanovic out with the Kings. Solid, solid, solid. Vladdy got him a good one out there. John Collins, who I was talking about literally just the other day. And this kid's solid. Man, he really is. 10 points, 7 boards. On a really, really bad team. And they got the number two overall pick, so they're going to improve. Josh Jackson, again, can't shoot. But a guy who figured it out to the point of, hey, I'm letting the game come to me now. 18.5 points and 6 boards in the final 30 games of the season. And then Dennis Smith Jr., who, quite frankly, was a little bit disappointing to me. It was more of a shoot-first point guard mentality with him, which is okay in today's National Basketball Association. But I kind of said to myself, well, there's still enough talent on that team where I thought the stats would have been a little better with him. But I still think he'll grow into it. And he is lightning, lightning fast. As they get more talent around him, I think he's going to evolve as well. So we'll see. And even some of the afterthoughts, you know, Bam and De'Aaron and that. Yeah, this is a deep class. And we're deep into the show, and we're going to step out right here. Take a little time out, pay some bills, all that kind of stuff. We'll wrap up the hour right after this brief time out. I'm Black, you're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All right, you're back with the attack. I, there are good stories in football. One of the things that we talked about was during the draft, the kid out of Fort Hays State who drafted 315-pound defensive lineman. All that kind of good stuff. I mean, here's a guy in Nathan Shepard that, I mean, it doesn't get any smaller than Fort Hays State. I mean, this is a Division II school. They've had one draft pick ever back in 1987. Now, here's a kid, 6'4", 315 pounds, and he signed his contract yesterday. Pretty darn good. And he went from working in a factory to signing a deal and playing in a National Football League. And I mean, bouncing it around. He had to drop out of college because he couldn't afford it. Worked odd jobs for a couple of years. He's older. I think he's 25. Yeah. And I mean, this kid, he's pretty good. Now, from all accounts, he's pretty darn good. So they sign him to the deal, and we'll see how it plays out. But this is a kid that you can root for. I mean, he was working from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., and every 2 weeks he had to work a graveyard. You think that's motivation? He was doing 1,000 push-ups a day to get himself there. And he's finally made it to the NFL. He's a guy you could root for. Well, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. There's a lot to talk about at the top. Goes well. It's the news. There always is. Don't go anywhere.